Today we want to talk about Jeremiah a little bit. And who do you trust? Do you trust in the Lord with all of your heart, or do you trust in man? Jeremiah 17:7-8. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you would allow us, Lord, to hear your message today, and that it would be a message that was brought from you, not by man, but through me to the people here today, Lord, and that they would hear what you have to say. We ask that you would use it to encourage our lives, to enhance our lives, to help us to grow closer to you, Lord, and to lean on you and trust in you in the way that we want, that we know you want us to, Lord. So we leave it in your hands, Lord, and give you all the praise and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jeremiah 17:7-8 says, "Blessed is a man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? For the Lord search the heart, try the reins, even to give man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge setteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches, and not by right, shall lead them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool." Now what is that telling us? It's telling us that you have to trust in the Lord for everything. You can trust in your own knowledge, your own abilities, to get all the gains you want. In other words, you can get rich by buying a lot of land, farming a lot of land, buying a business, growing your business. You can become basically independently wealthy. You can get to with that wealth comes a lot of connections to people in the right places, as they say. Become a politician, make millions of dollars. But in the end, that's where we're talking about. He says, "And at his end shall be a fool." Why? What does he mean by that? What he's saying is that all of those things that you have done with your own knowledge, your own wants and wishes, your own abilities, not relying on the Lord for anything, sure, it got you a lot of wealth, a lot of knowledge, a lot of somebody in the neighborhood, status, riches, just all kinds of earthly benefits that some people think shows that you must be doing something right. And, you are from a human standpoint. But what about from an eternal standpoint? What are we going to gain when the end comes? Well, we're going to find out that in the end, we were a fool. We relied on ourselves, not on the Lord. And what does the Lord tell us? If you don't rely on the Lord, it's all for naught. It's all for nothing. You have to rely on the Lord for everything in your life, whether it be helping you get through the common cold, getting you through the day. Most of the time is something that I rely on for the Lord all the time. It's hard sometimes getting through the day. So many things are hard on us, and they're mentally take their toll. We have people here in the church that have family members that are experiencing some really serious situations. And what do we do about them? Do we rely on the doctors only? Do we rely on giving them the best foods and the best care we can, and just hoping for the best? Well, those things are nice, but they're not the answer. You rely on the Lord to guide the doctor's decisions, to guide the doctor's hands if it comes to operations, to guide the doctors in knowing what is best physically for you. Without the Lord's help, doctors can do everything that they can possibly do for you, and it may do no good. But what does the Lord say? He will heal us. By his stripes, we are healed. Well, if we're healed, then we need to understand that God has a plan. His plan is to heal us. Now, don't get deceived in this. Sometimes God's plan is not our plan, but we still have to trust in Him. We have to trust in the Lord and accept His will. And if His will is that someone get well, they'll get well. If His will is to take them to heaven to be with Him, then that's where they're going. And though the loss is great to us personally, it's a time to rejoice, for they are now with their Lord and Savior, something that we look forward to, our blessed hope, spending eternity with our Lord. And how can we have that hope? We can only have that blessed hope through trust, faith in the Lord, trusting in Him to guide our lives, to give us the strength and the ability to get through things we thought were impossible before, but are not impossible. One example, after the other of my brother in particular, he's 76 years old, 9, 10, 11 years ago, he got cancer. About four different times, he's been on his deathbed. When I talk to him, his answer is always the same. I'm trusting in the Lord. His will be done, not mine. Isn't that what Jesus said? Father, if it be thy will to take this cup from me, but nevertheless thy will be done. We got to trust. We have to trust. It's mandatory that we trust in the Lord for all things in our lives. Jeremiah trusted in the Lord. And Jeremiah makes it very clear to us that blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he's like a tree planted by waters, never needs to worry about nutrition, moisture, water for his growth, the growth. All of that is a parable to show us that we are like that tree when we trust in the Lord. We know our heart's deceitful. He told us very plainly many times, the heart is deceitful. Above all things, the heart is deceitful, and it's actually desperately wicked. And who can really know your heart except the Lord? He says in verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. You ever been around people with horses? They take the reins, and when they're on their horse and they trust, or in a buggy like the Amish, and they try those reins with that horse to see how that horse is going to react. That's what God does for us. He tries the reins that we have to see, are we going to trust Him or are we trusting ourselves? One thing to remember, Jeremiah verse 12, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Not here on earth, not in the grave, not in hell, but only the glorious high throne from the beginning. God Almighty is the place of our sanctuary. May we all trust in God wholeheartedly, with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, to trust Him to lead us in everything we do in this life. Be like Jeremiah, be like Job. You can get through any adversity, any trial and tribulation, if you're trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Amen and amen. The Lord loves you. The Lord loves you so much. We, as mere humans, need to learn to trust His love. We need to love Him back. Part of the way of doing that is showing and living our trust in Him. It all comes down to trust, folks. Trust, trust, trust. Who do you trust? Man? Mankind, the government, our state, our mayors, politicians, Or do you trust the Lord in everything you do like we should? Amen. If you'd like to hear more messages, sermons, audio, videos, hundreds and hundreds of articles, please visit www.forgottenword.org. Forgottenword.org. It's all free of charge for you to download, listen to, whatever. We just pray that it'll help you in your walk with the Lord. Till we talk again, God bless you all.